Brendan, obviously Cruz with a big out with the groin. We'd be cautious with him given his injury history.
Yeah, we've just been niggling a little bit for him. Pretty close to playing, but given his history, we just didn't want to take any high-end risks. So, yeah, we'll spell him and just break the cycle for him a little bit, yeah.
How's Jacob?
Jacob Wiedering? Yeah, no, he got corked up and that just hasn't come up this week. So, yeah, he misses.
But I think you played 10 players last week under 21, partly giving them games, partly through a circumstance with injury. It's been exacerbated this week with three further injuries, four if you include Murph. How are you going to combat this big problem this weekend?
Yeah, well, you're right. For most of the year this year, which is a fair growth in terms of that number from the last few years, that many under 21, about 10 guys. But it's a real opportunity, isn't it? You know, Lachie O'Brien, who's actually just committed to 2021, gets a chance and he'll be on a wing at times. And I'm sure he gets to run next to a gaff. That's a great learning experience for us. Liam Jones, what a story that's been. He plays his 100th game. That's a real positive, and with Murph out, Cripper at a young age gets an opportunity to lead on field. So you can't replace those players you're talking about, Tom, but the morale's high, and there's such a lot of opportunity in this game and a few reasons to play well. So without talking about the specifics of the footy, the morale's high in that space.
Harry Mackay spoke about last week and not gifting him a game. As he came in this week through his form and obviously his attitude around the club, was it partly born out of the injury circumstance?
Probably come in because of the public pressure. I've succumbed to it, Tom. It's just too much. I better get a few cliches around that one. Just let me check my notes. Just taking it one week at a time. We want our boys to play their role. Harry will get a game when he deserves it. I've got plenty more. No, but Harry knocking on my door every day, just about. He's worked incredibly hard, but the story doesn't change. He didn't have a lot of continuity. He's now had a few games in the VFL, uninterrupted. Kicked a couple of goals on the weekend, took some strong contested marks. So we get the opportunity. It's no more complex than that, and we were really looking forward to seeing what he brings.
I was going to ask you about the cliches. You obviously hear the criticism. How does it affect you? What do you think about it?
I'm too busy to worry about it, to be honest. The one thing is we make no apologies as a footy club to be really well planned. My job is to be well planned. All other coaches are the same. Got to be well planned. For setting up the players on how they need to go about it, for the coaches as well. That's what high performance is, yeah.
So, Brendan, just back to Harry. You must have impressed you in Greasy in different conditions last week, but what can we expect to see from him?
Yeah, well, he's got an appetite in the air. He's a strong contested mark player. He's got agility for a big guy. But bear in mind, he is playing, I've said this a few times, the most difficult position, which is a full forward or centre-half forward. And he's so new, because he just hasn't had a lot of continuity due to injury. So you'll see some exciting things, but you'll probably also see some areas that he needs to grow with. And that's typical of us, given the list profile at the moment in terms of age and experience, but some excitement and opportunity.
What do you think it'll mean to Carlton fans to see him out there? Because there is a lot of, I guess, hype and expectation around it.
I think it's a bit like seeing a Dow and O'Brien. You're looking into the future of what it can be. That's always blue skies for everyone, isn't it?
Do you want to give him a block of games, like 4 to 6 weeks, and let him go?
Oh, ideally you do try and play players over a regular block of time. There's lots of factors that determine that, though, isn't there? Like form, who you're playing, how many talls and smalls. So we'll weigh that up from week to week. But just cutting and changing, I'm not getting locked to saying that won't happen, but that's difficult on young kids.
Are you tempted, Brendan, to go more defensive? I know obviously you're trying to install that offensive aspect of the game, but you proved last year that you can contain sides from a defensive perspective. Mm. Are you tempted to go back to that?
We've never gone away from it, Tom. We've started and trained some layers of offence, there's no doubt about that. But I can remember when I spoke to Clarko a lot back in when he was travelling overseas all the time, the one thing that all quality teams and organisations have is ongoing stability. Unfortunately, just due to circumstance, we reset the club with 42 list changes. You mentioned before there was you know, 10 or so guys under 20, 21 on the weekend. And that coupled with a bit of injury, the continuity to train a defensive system just hasn't been there. We are working incredibly hard. We didn't go away from it. But there's just, and you know, it can be sound like a cliche, but to learn that, you do need to build together the synergy of 18 people working together, and it's no more complex than that. We've never gone away from it. We'll keep training it. We've trained it really hard this week. We have for 2 or 3 weeks.
How do you deal with Nick Nat this week?
Well, Andrew Phillips gets an opportunity, and he's a really good jumper in and around the centre bounce. He gets real height, and again, a bit like McKay, he's just had no continuity also. But in my first year, you saw some real positive signs with him. But, you know, touch wood, he gets a good run at it now. So we think he holds his own in the ruck. Phillips, it's going to be an enormous task for him. I think you don't need to judge on how much he beats him 1-1, but we just need a nil or draw in that area, probably.
Sam Rowell, great story coming back into the team. Do you welcome him back with a job on Josh Kennedy?
Yeah, you know, combined with those other factors I said where there's a bit of positivity, Rowe brings some bubble. When a guy comes off a 12-month injury with knee, he's really eager, but also the playing group want him to do well and welcome him back. He was a solid contributor last year before injury, and he's a big, older, mature body.
Top four of your best and fairest last year out. You obviously can't use injury as an excuse, but do you consider yourself unlucky not being able to field your best 22?
I consider myself unlucky. You deal with what's ahead of you. You can turn your mind into that negative space, or you go, how is this going to help us now and into the future? And undoubtedly, we're seeing a lot of our first-year players out there in Dow and O'Brien. We see our second-year players out there, and these opportunities pay you back. You saw last year with Fisher, he was exposed to a lot of games, and now there's just some more growth in it, and that's what it is. And again, all those players get to feel what the standard is required, and we'll hold them to account.
With West Coast's record at the MCG, it's pretty poor. Do you pay in your planning particular attention to the way that they play the MCG, or is it more their general game style?
No, I think you've got to look over a period of time at the pattern, not just at one ground, but they're transitioning the ball very well from defensive 50 to forward 50, so in line with talking about our defensive mechanism, you probably wouldn't want to give up a lot of uncontested marks against this team because they kick it quite well. We need to try and get some delay on the ball.